conservation is about preventing damage and loss to our cultural heritage, and it aims to minimise the change to collection material and to protect it from the adverse effects of climate and things like that. I teach how to preserve cultural property to minimise the damage that can occur through physical changes, through storage conditions, through the environment, through pest control and that sort of thing. But it's more about how to look after them and how to store them so that they don't decay any further.
When you do your public sort of talks on conservation and that type of thing and preserving the items, what are the sort of common things that people bring to you that they want help with most?
I get a lot of requests for paper documentation, especially. People want to know how to look after old letters and things like that, especially wartime letters. I get a few of those sorts of things. And archives and textiles. There's two different categories, really. There's inorganic and organic things. Organic things such as fur and leather and wool, feathers, things from paper, cotton, other natural fibres. And then there's inorganic artefacts, which are non-living materials, such as metal, stone, ceramics and glass. Conservators deal specifically on one area. Usually a conservator may specialise in textiles, metals, photographs, wood, paper, glass, ceramics or paintings. So when I do a workshop, I'm there to really advise on a range of things, and people can bring in really whatever they need and I can give them an advice on how to best look after that object. The other thing that they bring in a lot is just an old christening gown from the family, that sort of thing.
I guess for us in central Queensland, and for you too in the north of Queensland, you probably find it even more, the major difficulty must be the climate, the humidity, the heat.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, the insects that always seem to come with it.
Yeah, and light too. Light is a very strong factor in the north and in central Queensland. It's much brighter than other places. So we have to deal with that as well, because light can be terribly damaging.
So what are some of the key things for anyone who can't get to the expo but would like to, for instance, be preserving some diaries, some letters, some photographs, maybe some old clothing, like, for instance, the christening gown that you mentioned? What would be the key things they should consider doing?
Well, obviously temperature and humidity is to put it somewhere dry, and with light to put it somewhere where the light levels are low. So you don't want it next to a bathroom wall or something like that, or in the bathroom, because then the humidity, you know, is going to be terrible and you're going to have an awful mould problem. But somewhere cool. Sometimes if you're in a two-storey house, the bottom half of the house is cooler than upstairs because the heat rises, of course. And somewhere that's not too damp, though. So if you're going to put it in the bottom of the house, don't put it in the laundry. Things like that. Also, pest control. So we want things to be in storage facilities that are free of pests. And if you're going to put a whole range of things in a room, I say that you treat the room with a pest control product, like a bomb or just some spray beforehand, and then put them into clean boxes. Now, cardboard boxes are the worst things in the world for pests. They love them to bits. So usually the things have to be fairly inert. And plastic that is non-smelly and non-sticky, that's the best thing, or acid-free tissue, which you can buy from conservator suppliers.
I've heard in the past that if you put some item inside a box, inside another box, that often is an even better way of keeping them.
Actually, that can create its own problem because it's creating its own, like, micro-environment. So the heat can actually get worse in something like that. So a box that is aired but also sealed, it sounds very funny, I know, but you want it protected from the pests, but you don't want it to be creating its own set of environmental conditions within that. So often wrapping something and then putting it in a box is better. So you can wrap it in, as I said, acid-free tissue, and sometimes something like calico, which has got no colour, no bleaches, no dyes, that's not too bad as well.
I bet you must get a lot of wedding dresses too, which would be, well, they're a nightmare to keep, really, aren't they? Because they take up a lot of space.
Well, the old-fashioned thing was to wrap it in a blue towel and then put it in, you know, in a box then. But then you've got to be very careful because of colour transference. Anything can leach colour, especially in our humidity. The moisture level raises, and then, you know, we've got any kind of coloured paper. A lot of people tend to store their wedding dresses with their flower things or, you know, something from their hair. And those colours can transfer to your gown. So each thing needs to be packed separately. You can go into one box but it needs to be packed separately, as long as you don't have any organic material in there with it. Things and special materials that you can use to clean objects, I'll be there to talk about that. Vacuuming is the best way to do things, and I'll explain how to vacuum using special attachments and fly screen, which is, sounds funny, and white spirits and things like that that are very good to use with objects that won't harm them.